perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Strand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter, lived for 30 years in Israel, broke a number of stories about corruption at the upper echelon of the Jewish government, and because of that, there were threats against his life which forced him to move to the United States, and we try to have Barry on to keep us abreast of the fast-breaking events that are taking place in the Holy Land today. With that as a background, Barry, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about, a drone launched by Hezbollah went 200 miles into Israeli territory before it was knocked down. So much for the Iron Dome. Imagine a war where thousands of these were launched. We know that Israel can't handle thousands. They could barely handle one drone. There was the issue where finally Israeli cops were found in a place called Swissa near Hebron to be dressed up as Arabs. Essentially it was a sting operation to arrest Jews who tried to defend themselves. There's all kinds of stories I could talk about. Syria blowing up a bomb in Beirut, threatening to start the Lebanese civil war again. Syria getting instructions from Russia to knock down a couple of Turkish planes. This was a month ago, let's say. Syria launching a missile on the Golan Heights. In short, they're trying to drag everyone into their conflict, and Turkey is playing ball. I'm not going to do that. Even though that's like a half an hour just to discuss these, but something happened that I know something about, and I got a lot of reaction. In short, we have spoken before about the state pathologist, Dr. Yehuda Hiss. I've covered him for years, but the real problem was that Hiss came into Iqaluv Hospital on, 1 in the morning, November 5th, 1995, after all the other doctors and nurses had signed documents that Rabin was shot three times, once through the back, once from the front. His spinal cord was shattered. All of the doctors signed this. Hiss arrives at 1 in the morning and gives a falsified autopsy for the state that Rabin, the official story is all, it's all the Yehuda Hiss's story. But this week, he did something so atrocious for most Israelis that they he was fired. Now, atrocious, look, he takes body parts after a bombing, and he does DNA testing, and he puts the parts back with the owner, and they bury them in the Jewish ceremony. He didn't bother. He took the terrorist flesh and remains, and he mixed it up with the Jewish victims' remains and buried them all in the same plot. Believe me, if you're a Jewish victim, you do not want to be buried with the terrorists. And it was too much for the government, finally. They fired him. Now, the reaction was terrific on my behalf. Well, Ruth Sheva wrote an article about Hiss and his connection to Rabin, and then the responses were just, congratulations, Barry, you've been vindicated, and stuff like this was the reactions were, Hiss was fired because of my unbending research, and it's not true. He did something so awful, he got fired. And, we're going to talk about my relationship with the corner of Israel, Dr. Yehuda Hiss. Now, boy, I could tell you things, but I'm not going to. I mean, he's been accused of falsifying evidence against settlers. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dive into who Dr. Yehuda Hiss was at his worst. And boy, let me tell you, look, the guy got fired with a full pension and no police investigation. Whoopee, he got fired. Nothing changes. A little background. Oh, you know, one of the nice writers about the firing of Hiss was someone named Samson Giat, who was head of the Yemenite Association of America. And he wrote his remembrances of Dr. Hiss. In short, that organization found a mother and a kidnapped daughter and her mother in Israel. Marguerite Omasi was the mother. Celia Levine was the daughter. They brought them together. I was at the press conference. These were twins. Nobody could look as much alike as his mother and daughter. The Hebrew University Genetics Laboratory tested both of them and found they were mother and daughter. And
what is the significance of this?
Well, she was kidnapped with all the Yemenites and sent to America to be adopted. Look, for 40 years, she was searching for her parents. And one thing led to another till she got to the Yemenite group. They tested her at Hebrew University and found they were both mother and daughter. The proof of the kidnapping of the Yemenites, that they weren't dead, right? That they were used for monetary reward. It was a very big, the significance was huge.
All right. Basically, though, I don't think our listeners understand that this was many, many years ago when hundreds of Yemenite children were kidnapped by the government and sent to America. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Davis.
You have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get America moving in the right direction again.
Let me tell you how I'll create 12 million jobs when President Obama couldn't. First, my energy independence policy means more than 3 million new jobs, many of them in manufacturing. My tax reform plan to lower rates for the middle class and for small business creates 7 million more. and expanding trade, cracking down on China, and improving job training takes us to over 12 million new jobs.
Mitt Romney will do what Barack Obama couldn't. It's clear we simply can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. And Barry, before you go on, please explain to our listeners the background of the kidnapping of the Yemeni children, with certainly the full help and support of the Israeli government.
People well, that's not the
that.
Subject, but I will do that briefly. I've been on this show, and I've done the Yemenite children who were kidnapped, 4,500 of them, by the Israeli government in the early 50s. Let's just say there were Yemenites who wanted to know the truth, what happened to their brothers, sisters, cousins. They got, well, Celia Levine was adopted in California. Her real mother was Marguerite Omassi. Hebrew University genetics lab tested them. They were mother and daughter. In comes Dr. Yehuda Hiss, and that's the point. He is contracted to retest them. He uses the mitochondrial method and determines they're not mother and daughter. He is Dr. Cover-Up in Israel, the state coroner. But now let's go into two cases, which I think, I'm sure your listeners, they have to listen hard, but I think you're going to be interested in both of them. And I exposed them. No one else in the English language but me exposed them. That's why I got all these nice comments when he was fired, but they missed the point again. He wasn't arrested. He was sent out on pension. The government will protect him till he dies. Now, look, follow me, okay? On April 14th in 1998, 47-year-old Alistair Sinclair was stopped at Ben-Gurion Airport. What they found was a false bottom in his handbag with 9,000 Deutschmarks in it. This is the official story, by the way. The police believed that the false bottom was proof that he was a drug dealer. All right, remember, this is the police right now. But at the airport police station, he was arrested at Ben-Gurion Airport, taken to the airport police station, and he was found strangled to death on his shoelaces. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. And who did his autopsy? Well, what do you know? It was Dr. Yehuda Hiss. Now, look, Sinclair came from Scotland. He went to Israel. People don't know why. But the Israeli police, after the autopsy, tracked down his family in Scotland. Took a few days. They offered to bury him in Israel. And the family, of course, refused and paid about $5,000 to send the corpse back to Scotland. Now, when it arrived in Scotland, another autopsy was conducted at the University of Glasgow. I guess his didn't expect that. Now, here's what they found. The hyoid bone at the base of the tongue was missing, and so was his heart. Both were removed by Dr. Hiss. Now, why would you remove a hyoid bone? Well, I got it from people who were inside this crime, that they were fighting for the rights of Sinclair from Israel. In short, they're Israeli attorneys. The hyoid bone, well, it was revealed with this bone that Sinclair did not hang himself, but was strangled. So that bone went out, but as for the heart, why would Dr. Hiss, the coroner of Israel, take his heart, return the body to Scotland without a heart? Now, the attorneys, again, for the Sinclairs in Israel, guessed that Hiss, here's a quote, was involved in the black market trade in human organs. Well, all I can say is at the very time that Hiss was supposedly taking his heart for the black market in human organs, Israel police were in the fourth month of their investigations that he removed organs of fallen soldiers without notifying their parents. I hope you're following all this, because the punchline is a beaut. Look, the Sinclair family began investigating Alistair's life. Now, what the Israeli police told them is that Alistair was a drug dealer, and under investigation, he admitted to have smuggled thousands of ecstasy pills the week before, but he admitted he doesn't know who bought them. Alistair's brother, James Sinclair of Selkirk, Scotland, mocked the Israel police. Well, look, if he wasn't caught with the drugs, why on earth would he confess to the crime? The British government got involved. And by the way, so did I. The Times of Scotland were phoning me day and night. I was on the front page of the Times of Scotland, 3-4 days, with my information, and I was quoted by a very middle-of-the-road newspaper. Let's go back to the British government gets involved. Their Tel Aviv embassy official, Suad Andros, was really, really ticked off. And she approached the Israeli government. She said, people don't just die in lockup. And the British demanded that Dr. Hiss explain what he did with the heart and return it immediately to be rejoined with the body. Now, what Hiss did, oh, it's amazing what it is. It's so transparent. He said, as a drug smuggling suspect, the heart would have shown signs of long-term drug abuse. Fine. So why didn't he return the heart with the rest of the body? Here's what Hiss said. It's true we didn't inform the family in Scotland that the heart was missing. Frankly, we didn't want to upset them. Isn't that thoughtful of him? And returning the body without a heart wasn't a bit upsetting. Look, Hiss eventually caved into pressure and returned the second heart, or at least the heart. It didn't fit into Alistair Sinclair's cavity. It was too small. Then the Sinclair family demanded DNA proof that this was Alistair's heart. But Dr. Hiss refused, you know, citing the cost of the test. What we're talking about right now is a major mystery. Why would the Israeli government not only stop Alistair Sinclair at the airport, but somehow kill him and steal his heart, led by Dr. Hiss? Amazingly, this is a true story. It's just so wacky, you can't believe it's true, but it is. Look, the police said, fine, we'll conduct the test. They never did. What was the motive for this thing? Well, get ready for the motive. It's so bizarre, but it explains, I think, the depths of depravity at the highest ranks of the folks who run Israel, including the state coroner who took a heart from a Scottish visitor. Look, get ready for the explanation. It's as simple as this. Just get ready. According to Alistair's brother, James, the Sinclairs are descended from the crusading Knights Templars who journeyed to Jerusalem in the mid-1300s in search of holy artifacts from Herod's temple to bring back to the Scottish hero, Robert the Bruce. Once again, Alistair was proud that his middle name was Roslin. It's the name of a chapel in Scotland whose floor plan, it's a copy of Herod's temple. If you don't know what Roslin Chapel is, Alistair Sinclair was a descendant of those who built it. Dr. Stan, do you know what Roslin's chapel is?
Yes, I do. It's an occult. It has a strong occult background. It's a very strange little church.
All right, folks. You heard it from Dr. Stan. Believe it or not, I'm not making this stuff up. Now, they don't know, his family doesn't know why he even went to Israel. What they discovered is so, so bizarre as a motive for murder. Hang on to your seats. And by the way, the Knights Templars suppressed and many were killed, murdered in France. They moved. These were the Sinclairs. These were the Knights Templar. They moved to Scotland in the 13th century because they were banned. 14th century, I'm sorry, mid-1300s, because they were being murdered in France. They set up a chapel, their holy chapel in Scotland. That is the Roslin Chapel. And in that century, they sent Knights Templars to Jerusalem to bring back souvenirs of Jesus' life from the Holy Land as a reward to Robert the Bruce, who was the head of, well, he was the leader of Scotland. Now, how does this medieval history explain Alistair Sinclair's missing heart? Well, the family, this is what they came up with. Robert the Bruce's heart is buried in the Scottish Church of Jerusalem. Now, whether Hiss, with the backing of Israel police, took Sinclair's heart, Alistair Sinclair's heart, for strange historic reasons, or to sell, as the lawyers claim, to sell transplants. That heart is missing. There is a very odd history of the Sinclair family in Scotland. and for occultic reasons, bizarre reasons, he was trapped in Israel. His heart was taken out, and it was used in God knows what kind of ceremonies. All right. As strange as that may seem, Alistair Sink, I'm sorry, Yehuda Hiss, the coroner of Israel, was caught up in a plot to capture Alistair Sinclair's heart. Did you follow that?
Yes, but the question is, why did they stop him? Did he really have money in
the... Of course not! Look, secret compartments are a way to stop theft. It's a very common thing. He had no drugs on him. There was no reason to stop him. None. That's where the mystery began.
Okay. Well, this all ties in, ladies and gentlemen, to the chapel there in Scotland, which is all occult background. There really is a world occult movement, and it sounds like it goes right into the highest echelon of the Israeli government.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, I had no idea Barry was going to tell this story this morning, but of course it ties into so much of what my ministry is about. You see, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world out there. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. And the Knights Templar, of course, the purpose of this ancient secret organization was to tap into the hidden power in this invisible world, this spiritual world out there, and of course how this all ties in to the murder of this young man in Israel. Certainly the temple there in Scotland, this temple that Barry is talking about, this little church, this basically was the center of much of the occult movement in Scotland. It's been the center for many, many centuries. This goes back until, I think it was built sometime in the 1400s, late 1400s. But there really is this other world out there. We only occasionally catch a glimpse of it or see how it ties into things that are going on today. But as I listened to Barry tell this story, the missing heart, why would they stop this young man? Why would his heart disappear? Why would he commit suicide by strangling himself with his shoelaces? It's all certainly some sort of a cover for part of this whole mystical story, which we only see glimpses of from time to time. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, how they can get to your PayPal button, and help you as you try to expose many of the strange things going on in Israel today. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, you can get to my books. This story, I believe, was in Shapaisvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, if I'm not mistaken. It could also have been in Save Israel. Look at all the books. Go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. You write in my name in the search box. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. It'll take you to the books. You can download them, you know, $5-6. On we go to my website. That is barrychamish.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button. And yes, I'm very grateful for people keeping me doing this. It's really month to month, but I'm still around. Now,
All right. If you're out there in the listening audience, you do have a question for Barry. Our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But Barry's been on the front lines of many investigations that have been having to do with some of the strange things that have taken place in Israel. Go right ahead, Barry.
Look, this story, I'm not saying that the Times of Scotland were, they were furious by this. A Scottish citizen is returned without his heart, and I was their source because I had had a book published in Scotland, in Edinburgh, by Canongate Publishers. It was called The Fall of Israel. By the way, it was the lead review of The Economist. It was reviewed big time in England. And I'm talking mainstream big time, this book was reviewed. So they knew who I was, and then I wrote this article about Alistair Sinclair. They picked it up, and it became very well known, and I'm sure it perturbed the forces in Israel that would be behind this thing. But the next story, which, of course, involves Hiss. We're talking about the coroner, Dr. Yehuda Hiss. This thing is local. Only my readers understood what happened here. This was in 2002, the latest Rabin hush-up murders, okay, where Dr. Dalia Ayel, her husband Nimrod Ayel, and their son Asaf Ayel. Now, Dalia Ayel was employed at Iqlov Hospital, where, of course, Rabin passed. She was the director of a health fund there and worked in the trauma department as well. What is absolutely certain, before we go on, she knew the doctors and nurses who attended Rabin, and she had to have been privy to the truth. Had to have been.
And now, the truth was that the Prime Minister Rabin the Prime Minister of Israel, was assassinated by people at the highest levels of government, not by the man who sits in prison today. Go ahead.
No doubt they would have got to that pretty quickly. Look, remember, Dr. Ayel, her husband and son died. We'll get to how very shortly. But who conducted the autopsy on the Ayel family? Well, it was Dr. Yehuda Death himself. Here he comes back. He is now the head of the Police Pathological Institute. And by the way, that institute was raided the very same week for hoarding the internal organs of 81 corpses without informing the families of the corpses, of the dead. Look, this Dr. Yehuda Hiss was involved in something really, really sick. And by the way, the Times of Scotland they summarized what they found out about Alistair Sinclair, and they said there was something evil going on in Israel, and I couldn't dispute that. All right? But the Ayel murders, Dr. Ayel knew that Hiss lied about Rabin's real wounds. She knew that he changed everything, all the doctors' reports, all the nurses' reports. He changed them all. She knew this. She was She was in the center of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin at Ichilov Hospital. Now, I'm going to give you the chronology of what happened. Be patient for a few minutes. On Thursday night, January the 10th, 2002, Dalia Ayel and her husband Nimrod die embracing in their bed. On Friday morning, January 11th, 2002, their son Asaf dies sitting upright in a salon chair. Now, this is straight from the Jerusalem Post. Police theorize that Asaf came home and found his family dead. Failing to detect the presence of the odorless, colorless gas, he too passed out and died.
Now, where Saturday, did this gas come from?
Pardon me?
Where does this gas come from?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Believe me, I asked that too. Saturday, January 12th, Yona Eliad, that is... Oh, I hear the music.
Hold on. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Simon.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, telling us the story of this apparent murder of a man, his wife, and then their son. And, of course, the autopsy was carried out by this physician, this pathologist, who obviously his real profession was covering the cause of death. Somebody go right ahead with the story, Barry.
On we go. Now, the Nimrod's brother-in-law, Yonah Eliat, he discovers the body on Saturday, January the 12th. He comes into the house. Everyone is dead, but the cats are very much alive. The police announced that it was a family suicide. Friends and relatives vigorously denied the possibility. Sunday, January 13th, police reinvestigate and come up with the answer within a day. This is straight from the Jerusalem Post. They died as a result of inhaling carbon monoxide fumes leaked from the water heater in their closed luxury apartment after a bird's nest blocked the exhaust pipe. The Post reported that there are about 100 victims every winter who are overcome from gas from home heaters. Now, let's start thinking clearly. The bird's nest. Birds don't nest in January in Israel. They don't put up a nest overnight anywhere at any time. They don't put a nest on top of a pipe venting carbon monoxide. If they tried, they wouldn't finish the nest. The weather, remember, this is mid-January. The weather has been cold and rainy for most of the winter. The water heater was not turned on for the first time that night. If a summer nest had blocked the exhaust vent, the ILs would have discovered it or suffocated from at least November on. The bodies were found 48 hours later. The apartment was sealed. The cat should have been dead too. Now, the water heater. According to one service dealer, about 100 Israelis are overcome by kerosene heaters. These are poor people living in cramped, primitive conditions and use obsolete oil stoves. The gas boiler in the IL's home would use natural gas, which emits methane. It's deadly, but it's immediately detected. Now, I'm not sure there is any natural gas-run boiler that would emit CO2 gas without an odor. If the pilot ring blew out, they would have smelt the methane. The son, Asaf, he comes home, discovers his dead parents, and instead of immediately calling an ambulance, he sits down in a comfy chair and dies. Look, in a way, I'm tired of being the only one that can see through just the most ridiculous murders around.
Well, why would they have been murdered? What was the motive? What
Dalia
did they know?
Ayel worked in the Iklov Hospital and was work in the trauma department, do all the doctors and nurses who treated Rabin, and she was probably opening her mouth.
It was similar than what happened with Kennedy, where almost 100 people, over 100 people, who had witnessed one or another aspect of the Kennedy assassination had to be killed, and there's a book called Missing Witnesses. Go right ahead.
Oh, if you want to talk about that, I mean, every doctor and nurse who attended Rabin has received written and verbal death threats. I mean, you want to find a parallel. Two of the doctors, Kluger and Goodman, they suffered unexplainable and almost fatal disorders. They shut up after that, by the way. Dr. Ayel apparently didn't shut up. If you want to look for the motive, that's the motive.
Okay, well, this is the sort of thing that really goes on in the real world today, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to hear about it in other sources, but they had to cover up the fact they killed Bobby Kennedy. They had to, Jack Kennedy, because they killed Bobby and Martin Luther King as well. We have four tape sets on that, going into how they killed them, who killed them. They can't let the American people know the truth about Jack Kennedy. They can't let the Israeli people know the truth about the murder of their Prime Minister, Rabin. Go right ahead.
How much time do we have? I'll gauge what I do.
I really can't tell you because my watch gave out yesterday when I was giving a talk.
Well, I'm going to repeat. If you want to find out, I mean, really, it's the real, whoever is running Israel is not who we think it is. And we got to get rid of them. All right. If you want my books, they're at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You write in my last name, Chamish, Chamish, and we're going to change topics big time now because I believe we have time. Look, there was a survey, a poll taken by something called the Israel Project, which is a pro-Israel advocacy group. They went to Egypt, and they polled the Egyptian people, and everyone thinks these results are not skewed, but they're shocking nonetheless. 87% of respondents want Egypt to have a nuclear bomb. Oh, we haven't.
We're out of time. I'll have to cover it again, Barry. God bless. Thanks for being with us. Bye-bye.
Bye all.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013.
Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and first, what Barry is talking about, I suppose, is some of the mysterious murders in Israel, but of course you have to understand that they tie into this whole world occult movement. And there really is a world occult movement. It's in Israel, it's in the United States, it's certainly in Europe, and there is a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who tie into these occult secret societies. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to understand that we live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a subjective world. There is a spiritual world. And these forces are not imaginary. They're real. And, of course, they're talked about in the Holy Scriptures, where they describe these demonic activities, these things that are going on behind the scenes. They were going on when our Lord was here on earth. They were going on before and afterwards, and they're going on today. We're truly living in prophetic times, and we do hope you'll go to our website, get the material we have, get many of the talks we give. I gave a talk yesterday on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and we actually have a DVD of that. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the syllabus that goes with that, that gives you the documentation on the master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. We give you their documents, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, the Rebuilding America Defenses Report put out by the Project for the New American Century. The people who really run America from behind the scenes and make mockery of the electoral process, we're only given two political parties. We have these presidential debates. Why don't they allow the other presidential candidates who will be on the ballot in almost every state in the Union? The Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party. Oh, we can't have them. They're only minor parties. They're only minor parties because you never hear what the other people say. You're not allowed to hear it. We'll have a debate tonight between the two branches of the establishment, one the Republican candidate, the other the Democrat candidate. But, of course, it's all simply so you will not have an opportunity to vote for the candidate of your choice. You're going to vote for the candidate of their choice because they control the Republican and the Democrat Party. It's all a charade, ladies and gentlemen, all a charade. And we're moving into terrible and difficult times. And you can only understand what's happening by getting talks such as my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. The DVD is available. The syllabus is available. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you cannot understand anything going on today or what lies ahead. And as you understand that we live in a material society, but there is a mystical society. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. And there is a subjective world and a spiritual world. And there really are demonic forces working behind the scenes. Their goal, a one-world government, a one-world financial system with the destruction of our currency, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and is installing the one world leader, who will be the Antichrist. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly